This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Thousands of teachers poured into the West Virginia Capitol yesterday, and they're expected to come back today for the second day of a two-day teachers' work stoppage. We bring you an audio postcard capturing the mood of those at the Capitol first thing yesterday morning.
Hello, my name is Rhonda Wood. I teach at Cabell Alternative School in Cabell County. I became a teacher because a teacher made a difference to me. She reined in my unbridled spirit and she captured that motivation in me in first grade. Her name was Donna Griffith in Huntington, West Virginia. I have a thirst for knowledge and I have a thirst to transport that to my students. But without support and respect, that challenge becomes greater and greater every day. And that is what teachers are asking for, is the respect and support we deserve.
My name is Danielle Harris, and I've been teaching in Fayette County for 7 years. Like most teachers, it's about my students. It's about being able to see them engaged in their learning. It's about making a change in their life. Sometimes we don't even see the change immediately. It's not until years later that they come back and they say, "Ms. Harris, oh my gosh, I just graduated from college and you are my favorite teacher and I really appreciate what you did for me." Sometimes teachers do things outside of the classroom that can change someone's life that no one sees, no one knows about, and it's those things that we have a heart for, that I have a heart for. So hopefully this isn't a hindrance. We want our parents to know that we support them. We want our kids to know that we love them, and this is for them too.
Hello, I'm Stephen Justice from Logan High School. I have 5 degrees and working on my dissertation in psychology now for a PhD, and I have to work 3 jobs in order to survive. And I guarantee you, I'm better off than a lot of these other teachers out here because my things are paid for. My truck is paid for. My house is paid for. What about all these other teachers that have extra bills that I don't have?
All 55 county school systems were closed yesterday and continue to be closed today because of the two-day work stoppage over teacher salaries and public employee insurance agency costs. Reporter Dave Mistich breaks down all of the issues for us.
The first day of the planned two-day walkout comes just a day after Governor Jim Justice signed Senate Bill 267, which calls for a 2% increase this year for teachers, service personnel, and state police. The bill also includes an additional 1% pay increase for teachers in each of the following 2 fiscal years. School service personnel and state police will get an additional 1% next fiscal year. However, the final version of Senate Bill 267 called for less than versions passed earlier by both the House and Senate. These had called for variations of a 5% increase. Sam Burnett, an art teacher at Morgantown High School and president of the Monongalia County chapter of the American Federation of Teachers, West Virginia, says the signing of the bill couldn't stop the two-day work stoppage.
It was like throwing gas upon a flame. I mean, originally it was 1% over 5 years. They've cut it back to 2. Now it all equals out over 3 years, 4%. So basically they took away the promise of the 5, which we were all saying all along that isn't enough anyway. So basically, I think it's a slap in the face to, I don't know how many people are here, but every employee in West Virginia.
Other educators like Rachel Allender of Beale Elementary in Mason County say affordable health care is just as much of a problem as salaries.
I go to work every day and hang out with 17 young people who may or may not be bringing all kinds of stuff, and I need to stay healthy so I don't get them sick, so I don't bring sickness home, and you know, I depend on my students to come to school and I expect that of them, and they should be able to expect that of me, for me to be healthy and strong and, you know, to be taken care of, especially if, you know, I want to teach for the next 50 years.
Democrats, particularly those in the House, have been loudly calling for a fix to the Public Employees Insurance Agency. While the PEIA Finance Board agreed this week to freeze once proposed increases to the plan, questions remain about long-term solutions. With what teachers see as a minimal increase in pay and PEIA's long-term stability up in the air, Delegate Isaac Spinagle says what lawmakers have accomplished this session still isn't enough.
I've compared it to handing out Christmas hams. We're giving them nothing. We are not listening. And you see the result of it in the background. Their insurance, we haven't made it a priority. We haven't made pay a priority, but we want to cut taxes and continue to cut taxes for businesses. We want to continue to give money out to commerce and build courts that we don't need rather than take care of the people. So their priorities out of whack, and I think you're seeing the people have an uprising saying enough's enough.
Republicans, though, say the legislature has to live within its means. While the state's economic outlook has brightened since last year, the majority party says the future is uncertain. As for the teacher walkout amongst all the goings-on at the State House, well, House Finance Chair Eric Nelson says the legislature is listening and doing all they can.
I just worry about the kids and everybody else. We've done as much fiscally as we can in this budget right now. You're damn right I'd like to do. We'd all like to do a lot more. But we've got to work within the body of what we have. And we've heard them. We've put a lot on the table very quickly in front of other things. And, I guess everybody has a voice. But there are many other people out there, too, that, we're all hurting in many ways.
With the work stoppage continuing tomorrow, it is unknown what might happen after the weekend. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey has said his office is ready to assist state agencies and boards with a possible injunction that could send teachers back to work. But some lawmakers, like Senator Bob Beach, see the possibility of a long-term fix to PEIA not being accomplished before day 60 on March 10th.
If I'm reading the tea leaves right now, I'm going to have to say no. I'm going to have to be a negative one. I don't think we're getting anywhere with the fixes to PEIA, and that's one of the bigger issues. Actually, it supersedes the pay raise. They want PEIA fixed. My family's with PEIA, and we see how it has just eroded the paycheck with all the increases over the last few years. PEIA needs to be fixed before we leave session.
But some long-term solutions to PEIA did make headway today, with teachers, service personnel, and other state employees lining the galleries and outside the chamber. House Bill 4625 passed on a 98-0 vote. The bill calls for the first 20% of general revenue surpluses, up to $75 million. To go towards the PEIA Stability Fund. The bill now heads to the Senate.
That was West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Dave Mistich reporting from the Capitol. With teacher walkouts closing schools in all 55 counties, some families and community organizations were concerned about child care and access to food. As Molly Bourne reports, more than 30 kids from Mingo, Wyoming, and McDowell counties spent Thursday at a free day camp.
The Larry Joel Harless Community Center in Gilbert, Mingo County offered swimming, basketball, and other activities for kids ages 5 to 12. They'll do so again today. Kids got two meals, and teenagers were invited to stop by for free lunch, says Cheryl Mitchum, executive director.
We were concerned about meals, and we were also concerned about child care for those that had to report to work.
Ashley Compton from nearby Gilbert Creek was dropping off her two children and her friend's kids. She says she thinks the walkouts were avoidable.
I understand they want more money. I get that. Better insurance, I'm all for that. But at the expense of our kids, I don't think that we, the parents, should have to suffer just so that, they can get their point across. I think Governor Justice should have sat down and he should have listened to them a little bit more seriously.
Andrea Trent of nearby Hampton had a different take. She was dropping off six kids, most belonging to friends who had to work early. She says she supports teachers like her sister, who works in Wyoming County and often spends her own money on classroom supplies.
These teachers go out and spend, and not only that, seeing my own sister spend, buying shoes, pencils, even things that are not at school, she does other things.
Across the southern coalfields and elsewhere in West Virginia, schools, families, and community and religious groups spent the first part of the week making plans for child care and access to food. Schools and groups with backpack programs that send kids home with food each week added a little extra and handed them out on Wednesday. Mitchum says with the schools being a big employer in the southern part of the state, many kids likely stayed at home with their parents. Back at the pool, the controversy over the walkouts extended to even the state's youngest residents.
It's really nice.
It's really nice.
And that, they put effort in it. And fighting for our community.
I don't think they should do this. I don't get it. Why are they doing it?
The walkout will resume today. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne.
On this week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week, critically acclaimed Midwesterner Pokey LaFarge performs a rollicking Hard Times Come and Go.
Just like Cain and Abel,
hard times come and go, so it's over.
You took my money, left your pennies on the table.
Hard times come and go, so it's over.
That snake and the grass, they're now in trees. They will sweep down the corner, they bring you down. You don't need, I recall these words I was told. We were partners, baby, just like Bonnie and Clyde.
Hard times come and go, so it's
over. Till I turned around and my sweet body was by my side.
Hard times come and go, so it's over.
There's snake in the grass, they're out in the tree. They will swoop down the corner, they'll bring you down to your knees. I recall these words I was told.
Cheer for him if you want to.
Again, that was Pokey LaFarge performing Hard Times Come and Go. Listen to Mountain Stage tonight and tomorrow night at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.